You know, there's no need to stop watching a movie just because it's over.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Post-credit, bits and scenes have become increasingly common. Seen today in several Marvel Studios superhero films, including Iron Man and Captain America. But this is a gimmick that's hardly new. Post-credit scenes have been around since at least the 1960s, used to promote a sequel or tie up loose ends in a plot. Alex Suskind wrote a brief history of the post-credit scene for Vulture, New York Magazine's culture blog, and he joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
So this dates back to at least Ocean's 11, and I don't mean the George and Brad version.
It sort of depends on what your definition of the post-credit sequence is. Back then, people considered them to be scenes that continued to run through the end credits of the film, as opposed to the modern interpretation, which is scenes that run after the credits are over.
How did this become popular?
It became popular with modern audiences over the last several years with the Marvel films. But I think at first, its popularity dates back to the late 70s when the Muppet movie first used the post-credit scene, or what's also referred to as the stinger, at the end of its film. Animal showed up and told the audience to go home.
Go home! Go home! Bye-bye!
Mm-hmm. And so if one filmmaker doesn't and goes over well, 100 more do it.
Exactly. And it continued on throughout the 80s, mostly in comedy films, using them to kind of wrap up inconsequential plot lines. The movie Airplane used it very memorably at the end of the movie.
The guy in the cab.
Exactly, with the guy in the cab. And he's still sitting in Ted Stryker's cab waiting for him to come back off of the plane. I believe he's racked up a $100 cab fare at that point.
Well, I'll give him another 20 minutes. But that's it.
Have you ever seen it not work or just be notably bad?
There are some films that use the post-credits sequence to tease a sequel, and yet the sequel doesn't happen. one memorable one, one recent one, was the use of a post-credits sequence in Battleship back in 2012. And this was a movie, it was directed by Peter Berg. It was based on the board game Battleship. Yeah. And basically the idea was at the end of the film, aliens, which you had assumed had been defeated earlier in the movie, the post-credits sequence showed these aliens were actually still alive. And the idea being that it was going to lead into another sequel. Mm. Unfortunately, Battleship ended up losing a lot of money. It did not make a big splash at the box office. And that post-credit sequence essentially went to waste.
Pop culture writer Alex Suskind. Sorry, that's all, folks. And this is NPR News.